Well, it's not only going to be a robust travel season, it's a winter of discontent. Now, there's a lot of pushback, a lot of complaining about these new screening and pat-down procedures, but DHS and the Transportation Security Administration have to guarantee the safety and security of all passengers. This is the first post-Christmas Day bombing season that we've had, and they're being very, very careful, very meticulous, and enforcing the rules in terms of doing searches. Now, in last year, we had that first instance where somebody actually hit a bomb in his underwear, and they simply can't allow that to happen. So they're standing very firm on the procedures that they've put in place, and they're administering them very uniformly, whether it's grandma from Dubuque or somebody from Yemen or whatever. Everybody gets subjected to those same screening procedures, and for people who are encountering them for the first time, they're quite a shock.
Once again, we're talking about pat-downs, but also some airports, not all, had the new full-body screening, and we've seen already public complaints about those showing maybe a little bit too much to the wrong people.
Well, there has always been a lot of concern about the whole-body scanning, and this has had an interesting arc, because the whole-body scanning was available well in advance of this, but there was even a vote in Congress against this kind of whole body scanning. And then lo and behold, we have the Christmas Day bombing, and suddenly they put, that gives them the opening and that gives them the impetus to put these whole body scanners into place and start using them. And, you know, the fact that people are talking about being strip searched electronically and all this stuff has built up this public anger against it, but it really is the fastest, the most efficient, and really, I personally don't think it invades people's privacy. It keeps everybody safe on the aircraft. But for those people who won't accept that, there is the pat-down. And now the pat-down has become very intimate. And that's what we saw with this guy, John Tyner, who refused to have his refused to be patted down the way TSA prescribes it.
Would you say it's up to the Transportation Security Administration to try and educate the public about it being for their own good?
They have certainly tried to do this, and Napolitano has been very, I don't want to say apologetic, but she says, you know, you can complain to us and we'll listen, and she's trying to be very reassuring. The fact of the matter is, everybody's under a certain degree of threat. Now, terrorists have used holiday seasons, times when there are a lot of people together, times when they're vulnerable to strike or to attempt to strike. When you look at the timing, it tends to be right around the 9/11 anniversary. That's when he had several of those plots that were foiled last year. And then also when people are together in holiday travel. Remember, the Mumbai attacks in India occurred over the Thanksgiving holiday several years ago. Now, of course, that was in India. That was in an Indian context. So I don't think the American Thanksgiving had much to do with it. But, you know, it was a time when people were, you know, on holiday travel. And then, but most particularly, we had this Christmas Day bombing attempt. And that was an attempt really to disrupt the holiday travel season. And TSA simply doesn't want that happening again. And quite rightfully, that is their mandate. They can't accept, and they can't be guilty of, really, leaving a vulnerability that allows a tragedy. So they are sticking to their guns. And people are unhappy, but, you know, I'm unhappy that we're under terrorist threat. And I think people need to focus on where the real problem comes from, and it is not from TSA.